and we'll open it up. First question. Nick, Cora.
Hey, Tori, are there any injury issues or anything like that that has pushed the lineup back a little bit today?
No, we just we're trying to maximize a couple situations and set it up the right way. So we're just making subtle adjustments to it. So no, there's no one we're waiting for to come in to get work done to see how they feel.
Jack Summers.
Tori, I know that the team-wide batting slump has been across everybody. You got a few guys that have been hurt, of course, and Cattell just came back. But it seemed like several of your veterans that you really needed to count on to kind of lead out of this, specifically David and Eduardo and Nick and Stephen Vogt, even they've been really, pretty much struggling as a group together.
Right.
And, are you feeling a little frustrated maybe that the veterans haven't been able to help pick it up and lead the way for the younger guys that are filling in for the injured players?
Well, I feel like this is a 26 players, and between the 12 or 13 position players that we have, I tried to say it yesterday, somebody different each night has the potential to step up and drive the bus and get the job done. And I share in all the frustration that is happening every single night, and I hurt the same way they do. I just want them to realize that they don't have to be the guy that's going to step up there and get the job done and put all the extra pressure on themselves during this time of madness. The madness is obviously dealing with the injuries, and we're not using that as an excuse. The madness is, the fact that we're not winning baseball games that we're accustomed to winning. So I'm not going to pin it on those veteran guys because, I know they're giving me their absolute best effort, and I think they're probably victims of trying to do too much. So my message is for them to go out there and believe in their process, believe in their routine, and get the job done as they have in the past. And if it doesn't happen this at bat, the next guy will get it done, or they don't, it will happen the next time they come up. And that should be our focus, not trying to do too much and take the world on their shoulders. That nobody functions that way.
Following that up, just playing around with the StatCast Baseball Savant search function, it seemed like over the last 2-3 weeks, the swings at chase and waste pitches have really jumped quite a bit. Previous to that, you guys were doing a great job, better than the league average, much better than last year. And it seems like over the last 2-3 weeks, swings at chase pitches have really gone up a lot. So is it an approach issue as much as anything else, or are they pressing and swinging pitches out of the zone because they're not getting the hits?
Yeah, you're nailing a couple really key points. And the information you're getting is stuff that we're aware of. And, I walk in here after the game, I may or may not have that information, but I certainly have it the next day. But you're right. We're looking to slug and do damage in the air to the pull side by looking for a pitch that's this big and that big. And I think we are going up there with a mindset that we have to and need to do something. So we're searching out a pitch and swinging something that big. So we talk about getting it back to that dot, and we'll get there. We just need to relax and let the game come to us and be ready when we get that pitch. We can't miss it.
Tori, it looks like the lineup came out here just while you were answering the question. Cattell, is it just a regular day for him?
Correct. So he's on a he's on a pretty strict return to play program, and this was a scheduled day off. I've mentioned in the past that coming in here always concerns me with this altitude. He got hurt here the last time we were here. And we just have to be mindful of that workload. I know that there's a day off on Monday, but I'm going to follow the medical team's lead on this to a T. We can't miss him or have him go backwards with his health. So just a normal scheduled day off. He'll be back in there tomorrow.
staying on the topic there, I think there were probably two balls that he had to kind of really turn it on for out in center field and looked fine, I thought, doing it. Correct. Certainly better than when he was running down the bases the other day. Was that kind of encouraging to see him get tested and come through it? Okay.
Very much so. And the metrics said that, you know, the angles were good, the speed of the baseball were good in that pocket of what we expected. So, yeah, very pleased with that natural reaction. And, you know, to be quite honest, those were concerns that I had after watching him a couple days out at the alt site. Out at extended spring training. And we knew that those would be areas of improvement and we were going to pay attention to them. So great. Great day for him defensively yesterday. And to just be totally transparent, we've told him at times, you know, to even though we believe in going hard down the line and we do a very good job of it as a group, we've told him, look, there's times where you need to back off. Let's just be smart in these early days of your return. So we've given him the okay to hold back, and you'll see that from time to time. But I think instinctually, when he needs to make a play, you're going to see him at his absolute best.
So did he look tentative at extended a couple of times that you saw him?
Yeah, I think it was the first times that he was on the field and running out there inning after inning. And I think there might've been a little protection or fatigue and that was naturally taking place. So it was good, but we knew that it would improve. And when I saw yesterday, I thought, well, that's what we wanted to see. And I got a chance to check that box.
Jay Grill.
Hey, Tori, is Carson Kelly still on track that when 10 days are up, do you feel like he's still going to be close to ready to come off the IL?
Yeah. We feel very strongly about that. And, you know, I talked to him yesterday and he's already talking about the 11th day, making sure that he's ready and he'll be back. So he had a really good day, did full baseball activity, did catching drills and felt good. And we're just trying to get him asymptomatic. You know, the chip fracture is going to be there. We just want to make sure that he's out there, not trying to manage too much pain and keep moving forward every single day. He's in a good spot right now.
I checked those game notes of Casey's. It doesn't look like there's a starter listed for tomorrow. But just figured I would ask if there's anything new on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess somebody in this room wants me to tell you that there's a first time for everything. I won't tell you who, but anyways, Taylor Widener is going to be our starting pitcher tomorrow. And it was a process and we had to get there and make sure that he felt good today. So I know that you guys were following that and you guys basically had that in your back pocket. I appreciate you guys not really pressing me on it, but when our injured athletes are layering back in, we want to make sure that they're darn good and ready. He came in today and we feel very strongly about that.
Jack Summers.
Just following up on Carson and extending this question to Christian Walker as well. Do you anticipate either of them needing a game or two in Reno, or do you feel like it's more likely those guys can transition right back into the team from their alt-site work?
Yeah, those are conversations that we're having right now. Carson, no. And Christian, possibly. That's where I'm at right now. Okay. And obviously those are subject to change.
Jake, Will.
With Widener, just how excited are you just to get him back in the rotation mix and just to see what he can keep doing the rest of the season?
Yeah, it's a great situation for him and for us. I know he's super excited and encouraged about how good he feels and how strong he feels. And once again, you know, I want to compliment him on speaking up and staying ahead of this and miss, you know, the shortest amount of time possible. But he's been on a great run. He's been throwing the ball very well. The rehab start in Reno was very good. So we want him to hit the ground running and pick up right where he left off. And we feel like all indications are that will be the case tomorrow. So, he was one of our starters when he went down, and he was helping us win baseball games. So once again, we're getting back some of these injured athletes, and getting back to full strength slowly is always something that we're all excited about. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow for a lot of reasons.
All right, everybody, that's it. We'll have Taylor Widener available in about an hour.
Thanks, guys.